Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Hare Hare
Hai Bo Jai Radhe Jai Giri Kar Govardhan
Hare Rama
Hare
Ram Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare.
I would like to share with you some excerpts from the Ananda Vrindavan Champu. This was a book that Kavi Kanpur composed around about in the 1570s. And a champu means it's a literature that combines poetry, very expert poetic metaphors and so forth, with prose. So not only did he, Kavi Kanpur, write a champu, also, Jiva Goswami wrote a book called Gopal Champu, which has the same thing, the prose and poetry combined. So, Kavi Kanpur, he chose to write this book following the course of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which outlines the pastimes of Krishna when he appears within this material world. It's as if there's two categories. There's Krishna's spiritual appearance within the material world, and then there's Krishna's eternal pastimes within the spiritual world. And these two different compartments are somewhat different in their characteristics, but both of them are completely eternal and transcendental. But in Krishna's pastimes within the material world, those souls who have developed bhakti, but they're not yet perhaps up to the fullest extent developed their bhakti, they can enter into the place, the planet within the material universe where these pastimes are taking place. And they take birth there in a family in Vrindavan, somewhere in one of the many millions and millions of planets. And Krishna's pastimes go on in such a way that you could say that each pastime is eternal because it's taking place there, then there, then there, then there, then there, then there, and the next one is the same. And in this way, Krishna's pastimes eternally exist also within the material world. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that neither Krishna in the spiritual category, world, realm, and Krishna, who is appearing in the spiritual realm, they never have any kind of curiosity about each other. There's no overlap, in other words. Krishna's divine pastimes take place here, and they take place here simultaneously. So this is a little more than inconceivable, but this is very well explained scientifically by the previous acharyas. But that's not our subject for tonight. Enough just to say that Ananda Brindavan Champu more or less follows the line of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which means that Krishna takes birth, but not in Mathura. He takes birth in Brindavan. And then he goes through all the pastimes. And Kavi Kanpur chooses, because as he said, he wrote this Champu for his own pleasure. He didn't feel like he had to do this for the benefit of others, although it's of course a wonderful, beneficial work for everyone. So Kavi Kanpur, in his own independent way, he chose to stop his book before Krishna leaves Vrindavan. So only Vrindavan's pastimes are in this particular Ananda Vrindavan Champu. So he begins with describing the birth of Krishna, and then he goes quite quickly into the very early childhood pastimes of Krishna when he was very, very small. So I thought to share with you a little bit in this way, from babyhood to crawlinghood to and stealing butter, and then to a young boy and his playing with his friends. So let us start first with his babyhood. Yasoda felt that she had attained the ultimate fulfillment of all desires by having Krishna as her son. Gazing at his lotus face pleased her more than pleasure itself. Sometimes Yasoda held Krishna to her breast, and at other times, Nanda carried him around on his shoulders. Although Krishna is beyond the force of time or any rules or regulations, by his own free choice, he appears to be following the laws that govern human beings. At this time, Krishna was crawling around in Nanda's courtyard, and hearing the tinkling sound of his own waist belt, he stopped, moving in surprise. And turning around, he glanced curiously over his shoulder. Seeing this childhood innocent play filled Yasoda's heart with inconceivable joy. Crawling across the room, Krishna eventually he came to the door leading outside. Birds sat on the archway over the jewel-inlaid doorway. And seeing those birds reflected in the jewels, Krishna tried to touch them with his soft reddish hands, which resemble the pink color of the sky at dawn. The elderly gopis relished these simple yet sublime pastimes. Sometimes the elderly gopis joked with Krishna, and they affectionately asked him, "Point to your face. Point to your ear. Where are your eyes?" Krishna answered by touching these parts of his body with his delicate leaf-like hands. The ladies continued, "Krishna, show us your teeth." Krishna put his hand to his mouth and he smiled and he said, "My teeth have not yet come out." The wife of Upananda asked Krishna, "Krishna, who is your father? And who is your mother? Please tell us. Again, Krishna beamed and he pointed towards Yasoda and then he pointed towards Nanda Baba with his leaf-like hand. And the Vraja Gopis became filled with bliss just to see this. Then one nurse, brimming with maternal affection, wanted to test Krishna's speaking ability. So she said, "Can you say the names of your father and mother?" Then, to everyone's amazement, Krishna transgressed the rules of Sanskrit by combining the first syllable of his mother, Mata, with the second syllable of his father, Tata, and said, "Mata, Mata, 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 Mata," over and over and over again. And in this way, he filled all the ladies' hearts with joy. Sometime later, Krishna was crawling around in a room that was full of many jewels and gems. And he saw his own reflection in the gems. And he became afraid. So in his enchantment, he tried to wipe out, to erase the reflection with his hand. But when he could not remove the image, then he became overcome with fear. And so he climbed up on Mother Yasoda's lap in order to escape. Then Krishna tried to stand up on his own and to take a few little steps on his own. But then he fell down on his bottom and he looked up unhappily at his mother and he started to cry and cry and cry. So to encourage him, Yasoda held Krishna's finger and she had him walk and she walked beside him so he could walk comfortably. And then that lotus face, which had previously wilted into tears, blossomed into a bright smile. Thus Krishna brought joy to Yasoda and his moon-like face, which bathed his body in the nectar of gentle beauty. In so many ways, the village ladies used to joke with Krishna. One elderly gopi said, "Oh, darling, if you will dance for me, I will give you some sweet butter." Krishna stood up and he started to dance and he was, for the pleasure of Yasoda and the gopis, he was gracefully moving his feet and gesturing artfully with his hands. And then Yasoda affectionately dressed Krishna with an exquisitely fine, beautiful yellow silk cloth that complemented his beautiful waist. But Krishna was unaccustomed to being dressed up like this in such an opulent way, and he felt bothered by it. He didn't want to wear the cloth, and he tried to remove it and frowned and pushed the cloth and started to cry. Another time, when the housewives of Vrindavan sat in a lonely place, braiding Yasoda's hair and decorating her with her favorite jewelry, restless, naughty Krishna came in and he grabbed the jewelry and then he took it off and he tried to put it on again in the wrong way. So all the gopis were laughing at him. And then Krishna, with a splendid necklace hanging from his chest, gradually completed his crawling pastimes, watching the babyhood of their beloved son, immersed Nanda and Yasoda in an ocean of happiness.
Yashoda Dula Girivara Dhari Ananda Yashoda Dulai Girivara Hari Gopal Jai Gopal, Jai Gopal Gopal, Gopal Gopal, Gopal Gopal, 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 Jai Gopal, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oho! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopal, Gopal, Gopal.
Gopinath ki, Shri Radha Govinda ki, Shri Gopal ki, Gaura Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo.
So Krishna's pastimes of crawling about and drinking his mother's breast milk gradually stopped. Soon he was walking about on his own two lotus feet, and soon he also started stealing butter. Is there anyone who would not feel unlimited bliss when the Lord, who is the source of all bliss, enacted his childhood pastimes? One day, when no one was looking, Krishna began his pastimes of stealing fresh butter. Startled upon seeing his own reflection in a jewel-inlaid pillar, he shivered in fear and he said, "Oh brother, do not tell mother. I will save some butter for you, and you may enjoy it too." Watching her mischievous son from a hidden place, Yasodhamma heard these sweet, broken words with great relish. Then she innocently appeared before her son, pointing to the reflection. Krishna said, "Oh Ma, being very greedy, this boy came here today and in order to steal butter. I forbade him, but he didn't listen to me. And when I got angry with him, he got angry with me. But I am not greedy for butter." Yasoda smiled. Another day, Yasoda was outside the house, engaging in some activity, when inside the house, Krishna began again to steal the butter. Yasoda returned, and she called out, "Oh, my darling Krishna, oh, my Lala, where are you? What are you doing?" And hearing her, Krishna became frightened, and he stopped stealing the butter, and pausing for a moment, he answered, he said, "Ma, Ma, my hand, it started to burn because of the shining effulgence of my ruby bracelets. And so I stuck my hand in this butter pot to relieve the pain." Pleased with her son's clever words, Yasoda replied, "Hey Vatsa, come and sit on my lap. When Krishna sat on her lap, she said, oh, my darling, show me the burns on your hand. Then Krishna held up his hand, and Yasoda kissed his hand. And she consoled him, and she said, oh, Lala, look, your hand has been burnt. Oh, let me remove these ruby bangles. Then one evening, as the soothing rays of the full moon illuminated the courtyard, in Nanda's house, Yasoda was sitting talking with some elderly gopis, while Krishna was playing nearby in the moonlight, and he started looking at the moon. Sneaking up behind Yasoda, Krishna pulled back her veil from her head, and then he pulled and loosened her hair, and he patted her on the back to get her attention. And with his butter-soft, lotus-like palms, he was pushing and pushing on her. So his voice was choked up and he was crying. So Yasoda's heart filled with love, and she indicated with a glance to some of her friends that they should attend to Krishna. So with great respect and affection, one of the elderly gopis enthusiastically lifted Krishna up and said, oh, darling, what do you want? Do you want some kheer? No. Do you want some nice, thick yogurt? No. Do you want some paneer? No. Again, Krishna spoke. I want some freshly churned, condensed butter. The gopi said, what do you mean by condensed butter? Pointing with his little index finger up at the moon, Krishna said, I want that freshly churned, condensed butter. The elderly gopi laughed and she said, oh, Vatsa, do not mistake the moon for a huge piece of butter. Actually, it is a Raj Hamsa, or a royal swan, and he is gliding across the lake of the sky. Then give me the Raja Hamsa. I want to play with him. Quickly, catch him before he reaches the bank of the lake. Saying this and full of anxiety, Krishna fell on the ground and started kicking his legs and crying loudly, give me. While Krishna showed this childish behavior, some of the other gopis came. And they picked him up and they hugged him and they said, oh, darling, they have lied to you. What you see, that's not a Raja Hamsa, but it actually is the moon. Hanging in the sky, it's called Chandra. Then give me that Chandra. I really, really want it. Give me the Chandra. I want to play with it right now. Krishna started crying again. Get it, and give it to me. So Yasoda picked him up and placed her crying son on her lap and calmed him down and comforted him. She said, darling, actually, it is freshly churned condensed butter. Definitely, it is not a Raja Hamsa. And it is also not a Chandra. Regardless, I can never give it to you. Just look. You see, by chance or by arrangement. It has some poisonous spots on it. Krishna is looking. Although it looks very tasty, no one in the world can eat it. Krishna asked, Mother, why does it have spots of poison? Seeing a change in Krishna's mood, Yasodhara embraced him and spoke to him in a gentle, sweet voice. She said, Listen attentively, my dearest son. There is an ocean of milk. It's called Kheer Sagar. Krishna, Mother, tell me about that. How many cows made that ocean? Yasoda, darling, the milk ocean was not made by cows. Krishna, Ma, you're lying to me. How can there be any milk without cows? Yasoda, the one who gave cows the ability to make milk also made milk without cows. Krishna, who is he? Yasoda, he is the Lord. He's the cause of all creation. He's called Bhagavan. He's immovable and he's all-pervading. And although he's everywhere, I cannot show him to you. Krishna, are you telling me the truth? Yasoda, long ago, the demigods and demons had a fight. And to favor the demigods and bewilder the demons, that Lord churned the ocean of milk. He used Mandara Mountain as the churning rod, and Vasuki, the king of all snakes, as the rope to churn. The demons and the demigods stood on each side and pulled the rope. Krishna, did they churn the way the gopis do? Yasoda, yes, my son. And that churning produced a poison called Kalakuta. Krishna, Mother, how did churning milk make poison? Snakes have poison. Yes, said Yasoda. Mahadev drank the Kalakuta and some drops fell from his mouth and the snakes drank those drops. And that is how they also have poison. The poison arising from that milk ocean is the energy of the Lord. Krishna, yes, Mother, that is true. Yasoda, darling, this condensed milk you are seeing up in the sky is produced from the Kheer Sagar, and that is why the moon is spotted with the remnants of that poison. Look carefully. Can you see it? Krishna looked very carefully at the moon. Yasoda said, Therefore, do not try to eat that butter, but please, instead, take this freshly churned butter instead. After hearing this very lengthy description, Krishna started to feel a little sleepy. And so Mother Yasoda picked him up and very gently took him inside and placed him on a beautiful white soft bed, a golden bed with a beautiful white soft mattress, and gently placed her son there and covered him up and made sure he was all right. And then the next morning, when Krishna came to wake him up, she entered his room and lovingly she stroked his body and said, "Wake up, wake up, wake up, Lala. Oh, my goodness, you seem to be very weak from not eating last night." Krishna woke up. Yasoda cleaned his mouth with scented water. And then she brought a golden plate. And it was full of butter and yogurt and many, many sweets. And she brought that and said, "My darling, you take whatever you'd like." Krishna said, "I will not eat anything you brought me. You lied to me last night and you put me to sleep and I felt very distressed due to hunger." Yasoda smiled and she said, "If you actually went to sleep, then who stole all the butter?" Krishna looked at his mother very innocently. And with his charming, transcendental eyes, he said, "When did I ever steal any butter?" With this charming, transcendental pastime, Krishna continuously captivated the heart of Mother Yasoda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Jai Ho, Jai Ho, Jai Nandala. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Now Nanda Vrindavan continues, Nanda Vrindavan Champu continues to describe the Sakyaras pastimes when Krishna is a little bigger. So for those who like to think of Krishna as their child and protect him and love him and care for him in that mood, then they relish these childhood pastimes, babyhood pastimes. And for those who think it would be wonderful to play with Krishna and Balaram, then they get their inspiration from Krishna's lila as he gets a little older. Now, it would be very nice if we had the ability to remove this whole room, if you can just imagine, and all of a sudden we find ourselves sitting just at the base of Govardhan, and there's no one around. No restless animals, very quiet and clean, and we're all sitting by candlelight, and the candle is reflecting on the beautiful trees of Govardhan, and we're sitting and listening to this pastime, right intimately relating to Giriraj. Because this is a day in Krishna's playing activities, and it takes place at Govardhan. One auspicious day during the rainy season, the cows grazed on the fresh green grass in a beautiful valley beside Govardhan. The jewels and the precious stones on the surface of the hill radiated a beautiful glow. Krishna sat on a throne made of smooth stones beside a waterfall flowing with fragrant water from the top of the hill. Enjoying this atmosphere, he laughed and joked with his friends who were playing a game using some crystal stones with dark blue surfaces. While pushing and shoving each other, as boys will do, a lightning bolt suddenly flashed out of the clouds. It seemed that the clouds cast an angry look just to stop the boys from playing. Frightened, the boys all ran away. But then they all returned upon regaining their courage. When the clouds thundered again, the boys ran away again. But then, picking up some creepers, they pretended to beat the clouds in retaliation. The clouds, however, responded by drenching them in a quick shower of rain. At this time, the joyful cowherd boys painted Krishna's body with mineral powders. And as his friends surrounded him and happily danced for his pleasure, Krishna smiled very broadly. And then he wandered around, all around Govardhan, performing various pastimes. As Krishna's heart is full of rasa, similarly Govardhan is full of beauty, and a wealth of fresh fruits and edible roots, especially during the rainy season. So Krishna relished the sweet natural taste of the various fruits and roots brought by his intimate friends, whose hearts surged with happiness. Bound by their pure devotion, Krishna easily finished all the foodstuffs that they collected from the sides of Govardhan Hill. Then, with his white teeth shining attractively as he smiled, Krishna easily stole the hearts of every living entity. Krishna's friends quickly prepared his favorite flavored pan from betel nuts, pure white lime paste, and fragrant juice of bananas that smelt like camphor, and other items that they collected from Giriraj. Thus, being served in various ways, Krishna enjoyed his pastimes on Govardhan Hill. Whenever the clouds sprinkled water, because it was the rainy season, the boys would take shelter in one of the caves of Giriraj until the rain stopped. Looking as beautiful as a baby elephant, Krishna and the boys entertained themselves by playing a game of shouting loudly into the back of the cave and laughing at the echo, vibrating deep angry sounds. They said, "Who are you? What are you saying?" And the cave filled up with clamor as the echoes came back, and the boys continued to shout loudly into the darkness and criticize the echo when it returned in kind. Ordinarily, it is an offense to mistreat a giver of shelter. Yet this irreverent behavior in the cave did not fault the boys, but embellished them with the ability to please Krishna. Indeed, they blessed that cave with their presence. Meanwhile, outside, the rain had begun to smile with its teeth of hailstones. Hailstones started falling everywhere. And what did the boys do when they saw the hailstones? They ran outside and they picked up the particles of ice and they ran back into the cave, and with folded hands like a Pushpanjali, they took them and they offered all the hailstones as flowers to Krishna's lotus feet. When the rain stopped, Krishna, whose face outshines the beauty of the full moon, and the cowherd boys, overflooding with bliss, left the cave and ran to the top of Govardhan Hill. Then Krishna sat peacefully on a beautiful emerald-colored rock that glittered brightly, having just been washed by the rain. His friends fanned him with pure chamara fans that filled the air with a fragrance of musk. And Hari, who removes all miseries, sat there in great happiness while gazing in all direction at the beauty of the forest on Govardhan. Then, playing the purest notes on his flute, Krishna looked like a blue sapphire pillar standing in the forest amongst the circle of his fortunate and astonished friends. Krishna twirled the edge of his yellow cloth while admiring the remarkable combination of the sky and the forest. And then he called the names of his cows in deep, clear syllables. As soon as they heard Krishna's voice, all the cows immediately became stunned and they looked like toy cows. Krishna's jeweled ankle bells chimed very sweetly as he strolled gracefully along the plateau. The purifying dust of Vrindavan now covered the lotus face and the lotus feet of Krishna, which are worshipped by the jeweled crowns of Brahma, Shiva, and Parvati. Krishna moved in measured steps as he walked behind the cows. And thus, Krishna and his cows gradually returned to Nandagram from the forest. Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Kirtan.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. Please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.